Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. We invite you to join us this Holy Week while we reflect on the events of the week leading up to the death and resurrection of our Lord. Today is Easter Sunday, the day that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Our journey through Lent and Holy Week ended yesterday as we remembered Silent Saturday and the death of our Lord. But today, we celebrate the eighth day of creation, the new creation, where we see Jesus raised from the dead. As our journey ended yesterday, with Jesus laid to rest in a new tomb within the walled garden of Joseph of Arimathea near Golgotha, history and archaeology suggest to us that in this time of Jesus, Golgotha was an abandoned quarry used as a garbage dump. So we could say it this way. Jesus, the stone that the builders rejected, was crucified in a quarry-turned-garbage dump, but he was buried as a seed within a verdant garden. When Jesus is first seen alive in that garden on Easter morning, Mary Magdalene mistakes him for the gardener. But, in fact, it's no mistake at all. Jesus is the gardener who turns garbage dumps into gardens. Jesus is not a conductor punching tickets for a train ride to heaven. Christian hope is not about getting from earth to heaven, but it's about bringing heaven to earth. Jesus is not a lawyer to get us out of a legal jam with an angry judge. God is not mad at sinners. Jesus told Mary to tell his disciples that his Father was their Father too. Jesus is not a banker making loans from his surplus of righteousness. Jesus is a gardener, cultivating resurrection life in all who come to him. The conductor, lawyer, and banker metaphors all fall short, giving a distorted view of salvation. The gardener metaphor is beautiful as it faithfully depicts the process of salvation in our lives. A gardener's work is earthly and intimate. Gardeners have their hands in the hummus. We are humans from the hummus. Conductors, lawyers, bankers are concerned with the abstract and impersonal things like tickets, laws, and money. But gardeners handle living things with living hands, with care. Jesus is not afraid to get his hands dirty in the hummus of humanity. Today's reading comes from John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken away my Lord," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, and to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. As we reflect on this scripture, while we listen to All's Well, Sing Arise, imagine that moment where Jesus says Mary's name, Mary. Now take some time to imagine Jesus saying your name. And what is your response to the risen King, knowing who you are? The empty tomb is the open door that leads us away from the ugly world and back into the garden as God intends. Not many have captured the idea of Easter as the inauguration of a new world quite like G.K. Chesterton. He says it like this: On the third day, the friends of Christ coming at daybreak to the place found the grave empty and the stone rolled away. In varying ways, they realized the new wonder. The world had died in the night. What they were looking at was the first day of a new creation, with a new heaven and a new earth. And in a semblance of a gardener, God walked again in the garden. Not in the cool of the evening, but in the dawn. Lord Jesus, as we have walked with you this Holy Week, we have seen you come with peace and love, bringing a new kingdom and a new order to an old order full of hate and vengeance and death. Thank you that you have defeated death by going through death and coming out the other side and bringing new life and bringing us back into the garden. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.